Wednesday, the shape of the spine. Please make sure your shoes are off and you are wearing clothing that you can move in. Sweat clothes are best. Please remember to do all movements in this activity slowly and carefully. If you go too quickly without really paying attention, you can accidentally strain muscles that should be learning to let go. Please stand with your hands at your sides. Notice the weight on your feet. Is it towards the toes? Towards the heels? To one side of the foot or the other? Is it the same in both feet? Or are the 2 feet different? You are now standing straight, quote unquote. When you're standing straight, quote unquote, what is the actual shape of your spine? Is it a straight line coming up from your pelvis, holding up your head? Is it curved? How is it curved? Can you feel or imagine the shape? Or is it a mystery to you? Please lie on your back. Take a second to notice what parts of you are pushing into the floor and what parts are coming away from it. Now, please bring your feet to a standing position. As you lie there with your feet standing, notice what is pushing into the floor now and what has moved away. How much weight is on your feet in this position? Where is the weight distributed? You may find that with your feet in standing position, your pelvis is pushing much more into the floor than it was. Slowly and gently, roll your pelvis in the direction of your feet. Then slowly roll it back in the direction of your head. Repeat this movement several times, slowly and gently, only as far as you can comfortably go in either direction. Can you roll the pelvis easily on the floor? Does your head move too? How far away are your feet from your bottom? If you change the position of your feet, does this make it easier or more difficult to move your pelvis? Rest. Take your pelvis as far towards your feet as you can comfortably go. Now imagine that you're going to take your pelvis as far as you can go towards your head, except that you're going to take a circular path to get there, as if you were following the numbers on an imaginary clock, going from 11 to 10 to 9 to 8 to 7 and ending up at 6, closest to your head. How round a path can you make? How perfect a circle? Do this movement very carefully and slowly. If you feel pain or discomfort at any point, go back to 12 o'clock and do the movement in your imagination. If you were able to make the circular path without strain, then return back along the same path and improve the quality of the circle. Stretch out your legs and rest. What is pressing into the floor? What is coming up from the floor? Is it the same as it was a few minutes ago, or different? Please bring your legs to standing. Take your pelvis towards your feet and imagine the pathway along the other side of the clock, from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 to 6. In your imagination, is it easier or harder to imagine making the movement? If you want, follow that path now. How easy is it? How close to perfect is your circle? Return along the curved path from 6 to 12 as slowly and carefully as you did before. When you're done, take a second to lie there with your feet still standing. What is the distribution of the weight on your feet? Is it different from before? Stretch out your legs and notice what parts of your body are pushing into the floor and what parts are coming away from it. Has that changed? Carefully roll to your side and gently come to standing. Stand for a second with your arms at your side. How has the weight distribution in your feet changed since the beginning? Imagine the shape of your spine. Do you have a better idea of the shape now? What is that shape? Has it changed since the beginning of the lesson?